Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this now Wednesday morning, 4 days to the big day. Eagles and the Green Bay Packers kick off, obviously, Sunday afternoon. Now, there's a lot to get into here, man. They're a good team, but the Eagles, a better team. Doesn't mean it's a given, though. I was surprised with what Jaw said yesterday when he told us he sees no way that the Green Bay Packers win this game. I don't agree with that, but I like his optimism. Let's put it that way. All right, so we'll get into it today. Flyers lose last night. It really is kind of, unfortunately, basically sizing up to be yet another forgettable season for the Flyers. Sixers tonight, no Joel Embiid. Again, all right,
poor
good morning.
Paul George.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's brutal. All right, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
Reindeer love bananas. We thought apes loved bananas. Reindeer? There's no way a reindeer in natural conditions is anywhere near a banana. But in zoos and things like that, they find that reindeer go crazy over bananas.
Well, there it is. Let me tell you what I love. Playoff football. We getting fired
Let's go!
Right? I mean, this is...
Guys, Let's go!
We wait a long time. And James, especially because of what happened with the Phils.
Oh, my God.
We need... And the Sixers.
Well, and the Eagles last year.
And the Eagles last year.
Like, our most recent Eagles experience was one of, if not the most upsetting, depressing Eagles playoff game we've ever watched in our lives.
Yeah, we could use a little, you know, shot of playoff victory here, and four of them would be particularly good. So, look, let's get into it today. 215-592-9494. Simple questions out of the gate. What gives you the most confidence? What concerns you the most? Whether you want to tackle it from an Eagles-Green Bay standpoint or the overall postseason, what gives you the most confidence in the Eagles this game or the next month? What concerns you the most this game or the next month? John, first crack at it. What hits you here? Confidence, concern, what are you thinking?
I am overconfident, and I hope I keep that under control.
After 2 years ago, I hope everybody does.
Yeah.
Because we went into a Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes, and people acted like it'd be a joke if the Eagles lost. Point spread was 1 point, and the Eagles lost, and
we were overconfident.
We were.
Well, yeah. Hey, I've been overconfident before every game I've played in, and now I apply that to the games that I watch, and it's a mistake. But my greatest confidence with this team is that we can run the ball on anyone. We can line up and have our big nasties, the manhandlers, the offensive line, Jeff Stoutland University, everyone up there is going to move humans. And Saquon and Jalen do the rest. And the wide receivers unselfishly block, and the trenches, we will dominate. And this time of year, the run game, it matters even more. This season, we've seen the run game matter even more. There were those who didn't think that Saquon would have an impact on this team. Man, he's made the difference, clearly. And we now know that we will, if things are set up our way, if we can use our run game properly, if Jalen can stay healthy and he can run the way we know he needs to hold that backside and continue that threat, then we are going to grind up this entire group in the NFC all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I feel really good that our offense will mash people. My worry, my greatest concern, is not about anything on the real football side, the offense or the defense. I mean, our defense is number one in the NFL.
Yep.
Our kicker is 1 of 7 on kicks over 50 yards.
It's a real worry.
our kicker is his field goal percentage is like 28th out of qualifying kickers in the NFL. Think about how devastating that could be in games that we know are closer. The later, you know, these games matter. You lose, you go home. A few points here, a few points there really make a difference. And our kicker has no confidence.
Well,
our kicker himself doesn't.
Well, I don't know that he has no confidence. But I'll say this: it is noteworthy that the last time the Eagles lost a playoff game because of a kicker, and we all love him, okay, David Akers, we love him. But the last time the Eagles played Green Bay in the postseason, they lost because David Akers missed two kicks. I mean,
Andy Reid ripped him.
And Andy Reid trashed him after the game, and it wasn't right that he did.
Our field goal accuracy.
So it does happen sometimes.
This year.
It does.
The Eagles, in the playoffs, all season long.
Yeah, Scott Norwood says hello, you know? Scott Norwood says hello.
Yeah.
The Eagles' field goal accuracy this year is 77.78%, and that's 26th in the league. Jake Elliott is 28th in field goal percentage among qualified kickers. That's a problem. And I really do. It's so disparate. The rest of our team, we're at the tops of every category. And then this.
Yeah, so
how can you let that happen?
And my worry on Jake Elliott is that it's a bigger problem than just 50 and over. I mean, the other day he missed a 39-yarder. So, no, I think the Jake Elliott thing is legit concern. I do think Sirianni should coach around it a bit. I hate that. I do. I hate that. But I think the situation warrants it. They've chosen to go with him into the postseason. I can understand it, but I think that there are some situations where you might have to go for it instead of, especially with the cold weather.
The fact that he's been asked about, hey, why has Braden Mann been kicking off for this team? Well, early in the season, I'm thinking, well, I guess Jake Elliott, they're trying to save his leg.
That's what I thought it was about saving his body because we heard that the new return
his
process.
Body, save his leg. His leg is the part of his body that matters.
No, but we heard that from college, with whatever league had it, XFL, whatever league had that rule, that a lot of good kickers weren't the kickers for kickoffs because more kickers were making tackles on kick returns. So that's where I thought it started. Now, I could be wrong, but that's where I thought it started. But look, it's been a horrible season for him. Look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494. Greatest confidence, greatest concern.
Did he just lose? Like, he's 29 years old, I think.
Is this
what happens to kickers? They
not normally.
The distance goes a little bit first, then the confidence goes, and then everything can be downhill if they don't get it back together in a hurry.
I've wondered if he's injured, but he hasn't been on the injured report.
No,
but I've wondered that.
Sure.
I mean, how can
has that taken a little bit of a bite out of his distance and then his confidence because of that?
Yep. Maybe. All right, so let me tell you about greatest confidence for me with this football team. And it's really an amazing thing because it's spectacular. And Saquon Barkley has been, and through two-thirds of the year, he would have been my answer. I mean, Saquon Barkley, that's what gives me the most confidence. But at a certain point around late November, I realized how spectacular this defense is. And the thing that gives me the most confidence for this game and hopefully four games is the defense. I mean, it's the number one rated defense in pro football. There's a lot of history of teams with the number one rated defense going really far in the postseason and winning the Super Bowl. And I believe this defense is legit. I mean, and what I mean by legit is there are times teams are highly ranked defensively because they faced 11 bum quarterbacks.
This is a together
group. This isn't that.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's not just a happenstance. It's well coached.
Yep.
And we now have stud players at those critical positions that we talked about earlier in the week. It's especially in today's world where a 4-2-5, a nickel 4-2-5.
Yep.
Where you got four down linemen, you can cover a lot of these looks that you get, creative looks that you get in today's world. Man, Cooper DeJean being the nickel. Cooper DeJean is such a gift in that he can be a linebacker. He can play like a linebacker. He'll come up and take on a lead blocker, a tight end who's trying to seal him in. He can roll guys like that. But then he can also run with a back out of the backfield better than any linebacker I've seen.
He's a great player right out of the gate. That's clear. Now, for me, greatest concern is Jalen. And as much as Jake Elliott is a tempting name to say, and I'd have him as my second biggest concern, Jalen's my biggest concern. And there's two different elements. There's Jalen with the rust, obviously, because he hasn't played for a couple weeks. And then there's just Jalen in the passing game, you know, even if there wasn't rust. And you guys know how I feel about Jalen. I haven't, you know, I mean, I've been very clear. I think there's some people that overrate him. I think there's some people that properly rate him. I know there's a lot of people that think I underrate him. And listen, maybe I do. Maybe a lot of people that have been squawking at me this year, maybe you're right. I don't think you are. I hope you are. You know, we'll see. But I'll tell you this. This is a huge month for Jalen Hurts to find out, with a lot going on, you know, what he's got in his bag in a big spot. And I'll say this. For everyone who has said, and it's been said a lot this year, well, you know, well, he went to the Super Bowl, almost won the Super Bowl, played great in the Super Bowl. There have been a lot of guys that have played great in the Super Bowl and never got back there. Nick Foles is one. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have done that, you know. So, I mean, Doug Williams was as good in a Super Bowl as you can be. He never got back there. Matt Ryan got to a Super Bowl, almost won it, never got back there. Mark Rippon went to a Super Bowl, was the MVP,
never got back there. I think the stat is, not necessarily playing great, but I think it's the last 19 quarterbacks that got to a Super Bowl and lost. Mm-hmm. None have gotten back yet.
Really?
Yeah, and Goff and Hurts have a chance to change that this year because both are that. But I believe it's over the last 19 of guys who got to their first
Holy
Super Bowl
mackerel.
Lost it. Never got back.
So that would be like Cam Newton and
Matt Ryan, you just mentioned. There's a bunch of those guys across. Joe Burrow hasn't gotten back. You know, like you go through.
There's some of these guys on the young side, which
Jalen Goff is even,
long
you know, not that long ago.
All right, so the Jalen thing worries me. But again, confidence, defense, and just overall team. Devin, confidence concern, what hit you?
Well, most of my answers have been taken. I also am in the boat with you with defense because our defense has evolved so much since week one as well. Avante Maddox was starting slot corner and they let Jaden Reed go off for like 170 almost receiving yards. But I'll give a different answer. Confidence would be Reed Blankenship. Reed Blankenship in particular has had an interception the last two times the Eagles have played the Packers. So it kind of goes hand in hand with the secondary answer, Joe, but just to piggyback off of you.
But let me ask you this, though. But what would you have said if no one had else said it? Like what does
the secondary
legitimately gives you the most?
The pass defense, because even though the Eagles won, they weren't evolved to what they've become throughout this season. Yet,
yeah, Cooper DeGene didn't play
Green Bay.
Avante Maddox was in the slot. They still gave up a ton of yards through the air, and the Eagles pulled out the win, but they weren't the number one ranked.
What concerns you the most?
What concerns me would be Jalen Rust as well. But since you took that answer.
No, you can say that. I get it. I mean, everyone doesn't have to have a different answer. See, the Jalen Rust thing worries you.
Jalen Rust really, really worries me. I have no idea what he's going to look like. And the Packers, their defensive strength is taking the ball away. And we know that that's something Jalen has struggled with early on in the season.
But not for a while.
Not for a while, but he hasn't played in a while.
I know. Rhea, what gives you the most confidence?
The Packers secondary. I'll take the opposite of what you went with the Eagles.
Fair.
You know, without, you know, they've got injuries there.
Yep.
And I think it was the Pittsburgh game, the one right after the whole stuff about the passing.
Yes.
And that they came out. You know, I am not the biggest Kellen Moore fan, but the way they played offense in that game, no huddle. I mean, they didn't allow the Steelers to get set in anything. And Jalen looked great in it. I hope he does that again, you know, being healthy, because I think he will. So what the Eagles can do on offense in terms of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and obviously with Saquon Barkley. My cause for concern plays into the Jalen Rust. We've seen the slow starts all year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, 10 games overall slow starts. What the Eagles cannot do in this game is get off to a slow start and make the crowd restless. An Eagles crowd into it in a playoff game.
I've been there.
Is vicious for an opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, it is 3.5 to 4 hours unrelenting.
Yeah, it can either be a tremendous advantage.
Correct.
Or a really nerve-wracking element where you realize. And I don't know, John, do the players feel that? Like, when you were in that Carolina game.
Are you kidding?
I'm just asking.
Do the players feel that?
14-3 Carolina game. Third quarter, you guys,
course.
It gets tight. Yeah.
Do the players.
I'm just asking
the question. Do human beings perceive the world around them? Yeah.
All right, look, I mean, I hear you.
So I think that's a huge factor. Get off to a quick start, get the crowd behind you, and just make life difficult for the Packers.
Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. The Eagles, the Packers, the quest for Lombardi for a second time. Here's the way I look at it. If Vince Lombardi could win two Lombardi trophies, Philadelphia Eagles can win, so. So if they did. Seltzer.
Well, Vince, yeah, that's a fair point. Was it called the Vince?
I don't think so. No,
that would be, a bold move. Here's your trophy, sir.
Let's call it the Lurie.
There we go. I like it.
Can we call it the Lurie?
Sure.
How about the Eagle?
Yeah, the Howie.
The Howie? Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Really random fact. Tell me if you guys know this one. Old NFL Super Bowl fact. Do you know that in Super Bowl I, the start of the second half.
Yes, I do know this.
You do know this? All right. Ray, let's find out if Rhea, Devin, and John know this. Start of the second half. It was broadcast on two different stations.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stations was not back from commercial yet. They kicked off. It went to wherever the return went to. I don't remember. They went to Lombardi and said, because I think it was favorable for Green Bay, the kickoff. They went to Lombardi and said, we want to kick it off again because we're back from break. Do you mind if we kick it off again? And they did.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did you know that?
That's ridiculous.
I think I had heard that. I don't know if it was from you or not, though.
We've said it a couple times probably on the show. It's an outrageous fact.
Crazy.
A re-kick in the Super Bowl. All right. 215-592-9494.
Can we redo over the Eagles Super Bowl in 2022 on a better field?
The better field and just the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the game. And then they didn't have the game. By the way, I just slammed my fist on something, and this machine next to me, all of a sudden, things started lighting up on a screen.
Machine next to me, the computer.
Oh, God, what did you do?
That's called a computer
monitor.
The computer monitor.
Oh, good.
This machine.
This thinking machine next to me.
All right, let's go to Bill in Northeast Philly. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, guys, listen, I don't understand the optimism. What wins in the playoffs? Good defense and a run game. And we check both those boxes. Listen. This all goes down.
Wait a minute. You said, wait a minute. I'm so confused.
You don't understand.
I think he means pessimism. I think he means there should be more optimism, I think is what he's trying to say.
I'm sorry. Yes. I apologize.
Okay.
Yes. I listened to the station all day yesterday, all day Monday. You guys are acting like we're playing the.
Wait a minute, Bill. I'm very optimistic. The Eagles will win this game, but it doesn't mean I have zero concerns. Are you telling me?
I'm worried. I'm overconfident that we're way up there. Like this game against the Packers, I look at it. I think that they are so banged up, and they haven't been playing well lately.
Right.
I think that's why I'm worried. I'm overconfident that I'm going to be shocked if we don't dominate this game from start to finish.
John, that makes zero sense. You're overconfident because we're the better team, we're the more healthier team, and we've been playing better? That makes zero sense.
Just be confident.
Yeah, but Bill, Bill, you're killing me. Couple things. Number one, now I'm going court of law and I'm a lawyer. Are you telling me, sir, you have zero concerns?
Zero.
That's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Why is it stupid? Because either team could win the game because Eagles have a kicker that's missed a ton of kicks. Quarterback hasn't played in 3 weeks. Quarterback, Sirianni and Hurts are 2-3 in the postseason. They're not 5-0, they're 2-3.
They can't be 2-3.
How can they not be 2-3? They've lost 3 years in a row in the postseason.
Well, the two Bucks losses, though, those teams we expected to lose those games, for what it's worth.
Well,
they
weren't supposed to last year. They
were
a favorite.
For us, we were.
I understand
went into both Tampa playoff games saying they're losing this game.
Bill, I love your enthusiasm, but you got to keep it real, man. You got to keep it real.
But that's the problem. I am keeping it real. The defense is the best defense in the league. We have the best running game
defense
in the league.
Defense is amazing.
What wins in the playoffs? Running and defense.
Yes.
That's it. You guys talk about this every year. We need a defense. We need a defense. This year we have it.
I told you they're my number one reason of confidence. Bill, bark up a different tree.
So bark like a dog. So you're not confident in the quarterback. Basically, simple is what you're saying.
I'm not without confidence in the quarterback, but he is a concern for me, sure.
Okay, he's a concern. Why? Because he doesn't throw for 300 yards every game?
Because he's not as proficient in the passing game as I wish he was.
But he's proficient enough to win games and win games.
That's part of why I'm picking the Eagles to win.
It doesn't sound like you're picking them to win.
All right, Bill, here we go. You ready? I'm picking the Eagles to win. Now, who do you think I'm picking to win?
Oh, you're picking the Eagles to win.
There you go.
I'm
thank you,
sure.
sir. All right, buddy. Stay well. That was fun.
Oh, well, Bill's got some points.
Points.
Like Bill.
Guy sounds like a bozo.
They're gonna whoop the Packers. I'm really not that concerned. Like, basically, if you ask me what concerns me and what doesn't, everything except Jake Elliott.
Well, the interesting...
Jake Elliott is my only real, true big concern.
It is interesting. The concern list is small. Like, let me put it this way. We have a Twitter poll question of the day about concerns today. Sirianni's in this poll. I don't think it's a concern at all from my end, but I know it will be for some people. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox that sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, which of these is the greatest concern against Green Bay? Is it A, Jalen Hurts rust, B, Jake Elliott, C, Sirianni? Now, I wouldn't choose them, but I know there's some people out there that still have the Sirianni doubt, in-game decisions, stuff like that. D, the Packers. They're a good football team. I mean, it's almost like that last guy doesn't realize. I mean, John, the Packers are a good football team. The last guy, it almost seems like he's thinking the Eagles are playing, you know, Sisters of the Poor.
It sounded more like Eagles confidence than Packers
non-confidence.
Well,
just recognize this. The Packers can win this game. They can win the game.
The Packers are a young, up-and-coming feeling type.
I don't know how up-and-coming. I think they're pretty legit now. I mean, guys, they whooped Dallas last year hard in this round.
They were very different last year. They were 6-2 heading into the playoffs last year, and they had to play from 3-6 to make the playoffs. This year, they're heading in on a lull. I mean, they just lost the Bears.
James, ask that last caller. If you call him up, ask him, did he think up 2-0 and 3-2 the Phillies would beat the Diamondbacks? I'm guessing he thought they would. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Hey, Shiel Kapadia joins us. Your chance to win a cool prize, that and more. Your phone calls and reaction to that caller. Look, I love his enthusiasm. I was playing around with him a little bit, but I do think, frankly, he's overconfident. All these guys open for the Stones at the Vet, I think in 96.
Wow.
Yeah, Blues Traveler, and they were a pretty big deal back then. So it was a great opening act. Better than the opening act. Who did I see recently? Who's that comedian? Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah.
Oh, opening act was brutal.
Was it another comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it is.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It's, you know what's never good? When the opening act is better. Have you ever lived through that?
No.
I have, and it doesn't go over well with the star.
The main guy, ego-wise, right?
Bad.
So what's an example?
I know this one personally.
Conklin?
No, not Conklin. No. I've been with Conklin when he and Big Daddy would perform.
Yep.
They are so nuts backstage.
Yep.
Like the stress level when they have to perform.
Sure.
No, it's a pretty well-known con. It did not. I was there with my parents.
Okay.
It was not handled well.
Fair enough. All right. 215-5. Rhea's keeping it close to the vest. She's like Sirianni. I got
a friend
not
of mine.
Not dying anyone out
like,
right now.
I was
all right.
Shocked.
So who's Rhea's friends with? Let's try and get you.
All right. 215-592-9494. By the way, AMA today at 7 o'clock. Get the questions in, whether they are sports related or non-sports related. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show. 7 o'clock today, AMA. Give us some good, fun, creative questions. We'll get to that in about a half an hour. All right, let's talk Eagles-Packers. Let's talk to Shiel Kapadia. He does a spectacular job covering the Eagles, of course, and the entire National Football League for The Ringer. He knows both teams inside and out. Good morning, Shiel.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Excited, Shiel. I mean, we've been waiting a while for this. Obviously, last year, very different feel in the air entering the playoffs, and then the balloon popped really fast, as expected by many of us. But this year, totally different. So, Shiel, I've got a strong degree in confidence in the Eagles in winning this game. Should I? I mean, I know Green Bay's good, and I'm not shortchanging them, I don't think. But I would be pretty surprised if Green Bay wins. Is that fair?
I think so. Yeah, I do have respect for Green Bay, the quarterback, the coach. They've been a very good team this season, but I would be too. I think you would be right to be pretty disappointed if the Eagles come out of Sunday and don't win this football game. And really, it's for a number of reasons, but the biggest one to me is just there is a talent disparity. Specifically, when you look at the Eagles' offense on the field against that Packers defense, there is no excuse for them to not go up and down the field against that group. I mean, if you line up the two depth charts alongside one another, you're putting the check mark next to the Eagles on almost every spot there. So, there are other reasons we can get into as well, but I'm with you. I do like the Eagles to win this game. I can't decide whether I think it's going to be a close one or a blowout, but I do think they're definitely the favorites here.
Jordan Love came into this season with such high expectations nationally. And then it just didn't pan out quite the way people expected. Why, Shield, did Jordan Love's play take a dip this season?
Yeah, I think he's a little streaky. I still like him quite a bit. I think the highs are very high with Jordan Love. I think he can make any type of throw. He likes to push the ball downfield more than almost any quarterback in the NFL. So that is really a key in this game, is that the Packers produce explosive plays at like a top five rate in the NFL. And what do the Eagles do better than any defense in the NFL? Limit those explosive plays. So it's really going to come down to that. You know, I think his accuracy at times can be a little inconsistent. He dealt with some injuries there. And then some of it's not on him. You know, you look at the receivers, I think he's had more dropped passes than just about any quarterback in the NFL. So there is this question of what version are you getting from the guy, especially given that he suffered that elbow injury last season. But he'll have games where the first half you look at it and say they don't have it, and then all of a sudden they're going up and down the field and making it a close game at the end. So there's a little streakiness to him.
Well, you talk about how Christian Watson, he is the guy who likes to get downfield. You talk about Jordan Love pushing it downfield. How big a deal is it that that guy, their best speed guy, is no longer available for the Packers offense?
It's a big deal. Christian Watson was averaging over 20 yards per reception for them. And so they have this wide receiving core where, you know, everybody plays their role, and now they kind of lost their vertical threat for this game. So yeah, I don't want to make it out like he's Jerry Rice or even AJ Brown or anything like that. He's not that important to their offense, but in terms of the role he played and what I just talked about, Jordan Love wanting to create those explosive plays, I think that is a big loss for Green Bay in this game.
Hey, Shield, random thing from last year's playoff game with Green Bay. I want to get your assessment if you think they'll try this again. And I thought it was brilliant last year. Matt LaFleur, coaching in Dallas, upon winning the coin toss, chose to take the ball, which, of course, in modern day is pretty rare. Teams usually, you know, choose to kick off. And I thought it had a really psychological impact on Dallas because Green Bay scored on the first drive, and they put the whole crowd on their heels, and it changed the dynamic of the game right away. And, of course, they got up like 27-0 or whatever the hell it was. Do you think if they win that coin toss, they do that again and try to stick it to the whole city of Philadelphia with a first drive and try to, you know, take the air out of the crowd?
I would think so. I mean, if it worked last year, like you mentioned, I actually forgot about that. But, yeah, if you're going on the road, you're trying to take control of the game early, take the crowd out of it. Then if it worked last year, I would assume they would want to do that again. Now it can go in the other direction. You go three and out, yep, and all of a sudden Saquon Barkley has a 25-yard run, and that place is whipped into a frenzy. So, yeah, it can backfire on you, but that wouldn't surprise me if he wanted to get the lead, get the ball, and get some momentum for him right away.
I will say this. I think the Eagles are a lot more mentally tough than Dallas last year. And I don't and as much as Rhea, we talked earlier about the crowd can be tough in the postseason, I don't think it would be nearly as tough quarter one, mid-quarter, here than there, because they had such a track record of losing in Dallas.
There would be grumbling, I'm just saying, if it went for...
No, I know.
Also, this Eagles team all year has gone down early. Like,
exactly.
It wouldn't be anything different. Like, it's what they do,
Yeah, no, I totally agree
with
that.
But if they went ahead, the feeling in there could make life very difficult for the Packers.
It sure could. All right, so, Shield, the defense, number one in the league, is this a defense? I mean, it's going to get even harder. Obviously, 2 years ago, they did not hold up in the second half versus Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Now, I'm jumping ahead here, beyond just the Green Bay game. Do you think this defense is ready to go on the run to, you know, is the defense ready to win it all, is basically what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, I have so much confidence in this defense. I have so much more confidence in this defense than that 2022 group. I mean, that group was not battle-tested in the regular season. We've talked about it before. The best quarterback they beat in the regular season that year was who? Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins. I mean, this team has faced Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. I mean, they have faced these quarterbacks all season long and come through time and again. And now you have Vic Fangio. You know, there's an article from 2019 where Matt LaFleur was asked, who's the toughest defensive coach in the NFL to go against? It was on ESPN.com. And you know who he said? Vic Fangio. He said Vic Fangio is the hardest guy to read, the hardest guy to attack, what he does. And they asked three separate coaches, him, Sean McVay, and Kyle Shanahan. And Fangio's the guy they all said. So if you're an Eagles fan, this is the guy you want coordinating the defense against these big-time offenses in the playoffs. And from a personnel standpoint, the only question I have with this defense if they end up coming up short here in this run and we're saying, man, the defense didn't do it this game, I wish there was a little bit more pass rush from this group, specifically from the edge spot. So I think you have Jalen Carter who can dominate a game. You need some of those guys, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, to give you enough on the edge to affect these quarterbacks.
Wow. So for all of the greatness that this defense provides with Vic Fangio, it's the last thing on the list in terms of what we're good at is edge pressure.
Shield, what has struck me, though, because I think that's accurate. I think it's their weakest element of the defense. But what has struck me is it really wasn't a problem. I thought it would be. Now, credit to the corners for holding up the way they did. But credit to guys like Nolan Smith and Josh Sweat for playing a lot better. And Jalen Carter inside obviously creates a hell of a problem that helps the guys outside.
There's a chance 3 weeks from now, a month from now, we're talking about Jalen Carter nationally as one of the best defensive players in football, if we're not already there.
But like that
feeling is there that every week we're saying, oh my gosh, Jalen Carter just wrecked this game. I love that he got the week off because he's played a lot of snaps this season, so he has fresh legs for this football game. And you're right, Joe, I do think it starts on the back end. It's a weirdly built Eagles group compared to some of the ones of the past where their coverage is so good, and that's another huge advantage for them in this game. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Darius Slay against those Packers wide receivers, that you can force the quarterback to hold on to the football because the coverage is so good and they're so well coached that those guys on the edge can get a chance.
That's what's so unique. That's a great way to put it, Shiel. I mean, I think you diagnosed it. This defense is great from the back forward instead of from the forward back. And every coach I've ever been around, they've always said there's a reason why it's called the secondary. You know, because the front matters. The front matters more. But the way that we cover, it's so seamless.
Yeah.
You know, these players, they know exactly how to cover for one another's mistakes even. You know, it just all blends together like a blanket out there on the field. And so it does give those guys up front just a little bit more time.
Yeah, it really is beautiful to watch. And like you said, it's not only different from what you've experienced, but anyone in Philadelphia over the last two decades, 30 years, whatever it is. I mean, I don't remember a defense like this where you said the strength is definitely the secondary over the front, and it's the coverage helping the pass rush.
And that includes the linebackers. And it includes the linebacker coverage. Yeah. And that's why it's so important. Shiel, N'Kobe Dean, how good was he this year in that part of football? Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean, the coverage part, I don't think they've gotten enough credit for just how beautiful that worked.
Well, Zach Bond's a first-team All-Pro as far as
I'm concerned. Okay, so yeah, I guess he did get a lot of credit.
He's been, I'm saying, in my book, I don't know if he will be or not. And N'Kobe Dean has been fantastic as well. You're right. I mean, if you remember that week one game, they were picking on, the linebackers a little bit with their play action, and that's what they like to do, the Packers. They love to use play action and take shots over the middle of the field. But since then, you know, these guys have just gotten better and better and better. And, you know, N'Kobe Dean's not like an elite athlete, but he's become so smart. He's so good against the run, and he hasn't gotten picked on. We haven't come on here during the week and said, well, you know what, their linebackers got picked on in coverage. I mean, if you would have told me that before the season, I wouldn't have believed you. So, yeah, it is one of their best linebacker duos they've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, Shiel, one thing that kind of frustrates me every year the Eagles are in the playoffs is I feel like we shortchange the other games in this round because we focus so much, obviously, on the Birds. But, you know, there's some good games. I don't think it's the greatest card of wild card games. But which game intrigues you the most of the other five?
Of the other five, I would probably say, Vikings-Rams on Monday night is interesting to me. And that's obviously one that could certainly impact the Eagles.
Yep.
But I think a week ago, everyone was talking about the Vikings as one of the best teams in the NFC, and then they get blown out by Detroit. And so now you look at that game and say, is that just the start of kind of a tailspin and they're going to be out of this thing early? Or are they going to be coming to the link in the divisional round if the Eagles move on and the Vikings win there? So that probably is the most competitive game, I would say. Although Commanders Tampa Bay, Jaden Daniels in the playoffs is something I'm going to have my eyes on as well.
Yeah, and it's a weird phenomenon, Shiel. I think Tampa is the team that Eagles fans should hope the Eagles play in the second round, but Tampa has beaten the Eagles quite a number of times in the last couple of years. So, you know,
the ghost of Todd Bowles, and you know, the ghost of the last game with the vet.
Sure.
When I was in the stand. So it goes back a long, long time with these losses to the Tampa Bay Bucks. But I'm with you. I think the Eagles would be a bigger favorite over the Bucs than they would be over the Vikings, even if from a fan perspective, the feeling might be a little uneasy.
And, Shield, fascinating dynamic. If the Eagles do get the Vikings have to play that on short rest. That's a tough spot for them, man. That's a big advantage for the Eagles if that happens.
No doubt, and they had to play Week 18 as well, so it's not like they got a breather like the Eagles did. So
think
would have
against the Lions.
Yes, think about what Minnesota. Think about this for Minnesota. They would play on. They will play on a Monday night in Los Angeles. They would have to fly back to Minnesota. Then they'd have to get all their butts all the way here to Philly to play on a Sunday. That's brutal. And the Eagles get to be Philly.
The Lions are still just sitting.
Yeah. Well. But yeah. But my point is, while the Eagles are here, you know, it's nice. Sure. All right, Shield, stay well, bud. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, as the Eagles keep it going. Thanks, Shield.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
You got it, bud. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you're shot to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Philly Auto Show at the Pennsylvania Convention Center starts in a couple days, on January the 11th, it rolls for 10 days until the 20th. For tickets and more information, it is really a great event. Get yourself to PhillyAutoShow.com. That's PhillyAutoShow.com. Here's how we give them away today. You got to tell us a wild play from sports. Wild play in the history of sports. Why? Because it's an anniversary day of one of the most insane plays ever in the pro football history playoffs that happened 25 years ago today. It was, in fact, a miracle. The Music City Miracle.
Do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got
40,
it. 40, he's got
20,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle. Tennessee has pulled a miracle.
Great call.
Well, it really was a great call.
Great call.
And I'll tell you this. The thing that, there was a lot that was wild about it, but one of the most wild elements, watching it live,
there was it a fat forward pass or
it
not
wasn't
part
even
of it?
Was it? There was no doubt it was not legal until you saw in replay that it was legal.
Yes. It was insane.
It was
an optical illusion.
Yep.
That's the exact way to put it.
Because the guy's moving forward at the time. Yeah, you can't.
It was so bizarre.
I thought the game, I was going, I think it was a Saturday night.
This doesn't matter. No, this doesn't count.
I was going out to dinner and I couldn't find something in my pocketbook.
Yep.
And when I can't, I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
I dump the entire pocketbook on the floor and I'm picking something out and I'm just kind of looking. And I'm looking, I'm going, oh my God. Oh my God. So,
but when you saw it on replay, it's like, no, that is totally legit.
No way. I watched it on replay too. I was at the VFW with my dad.
No, it was legit, John. The ball went backwards.
I think so. I watched it. The last year, the ball went backwards. I watched it too. That was the last year I didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
I was sitting there watching it incensed, saying, Kevin,
you're wrong.
It was a My gosh, by a yard and a half.
You're wrong.
Not by a yard and a half.
You're wrong.
It was blatant.
All right, here's the deal. Wild play. We ask you today, and we'll have some fun with this, 215-592-9494, and maybe we even pull up some of the audio, some of the other plays that get said. Wildest play ever in sports. What is it? John Ritchie, wildest play ever in sports. Doesn't have to be NFL postseason. Ooh. Wild play in sports, what hit you?
The play. It was the big game. They call it the big game out on the West Coast between Cal and Stanford, 1982. Everyone's seen it. Everyone thinks it's the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
When, you know, Stanford, they're walking off the field. The band is coming out to play on the field, and Cal is still lateraling. They win the game 25-20. Someone playing trombone gets completely housed.
No question.
In the back of the end zone. But an exciting.
Insane. Devin, wild play in sports. What do you got?
I mean, I feel like I had to take this one off the board. You won Philly. Have to take Philly special off the board.
Yeah, and Collinsworth thought it was crazy they were even going for it. Seltzer, give me what do you got? Wild play
I'll
in
do
sports.
Another take it off the board just because it's this week, just because it's the Packers. I'm going to save us from having to not choose 4th and 26 at the end.
Yeah. Love
you
it.
You're welcome.
By the way, that was not 26 yards.
No, that was like 24 and a half.
I'd like to thank my hands.
Rhea, wild play in sports history. What hit you?
I'm going to go back to 1993 Thanksgiving, a snowy day in Dallas.
Oh my God,
Leon Lett.
Yeah,
when they blocked the field goal.
Sure.
Jerry Jones is celebrating like the one, and he inexplicably goes after the ball. Who was the holder for Miami on the kick?
Doug Peterson.
Yes,
Doug Peterson. Yeah, baby.